Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Schoke and the Bulldog.
How many bees is a swarm? Is two a swarm or three? Whatever. How many does it have to be?
And I feel like seven.
It's Mike Schoke.
How many times do you have to be stung to have been swarmed? And I was like, dude, I got swarmed. I got stung only once, but I was swarmed.
And the Bulldog.
You insist you were swarmed.
There were bees, man, like plural, big, lots of S's. Lots of E's and S's. Bees. That was not
bees.
Fun.
Bees.
Right. That was not fun.
On WGR.
Hey, man, that kind of hurt.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh, international games season. Today's your day, international games. International games, which is now like, as always, football is just sort of populating new terminology all the time. International games seems like there should be kilts. There should be like a series of events like the Olympics. Hurling, though, would be involved. You know hurling?
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar.
Rugby. International games.
I'm familiar with hurling. I used to know, I think, what hurling was, but now I'm not entirely sure.
Don't ask me. But I know of it.
I know it takes curling. Place at Highland Games.
Highland Games, international games. There should be a javelin flying through the air at these international games. We've got Spain. We've got Germany. We've got Brazil. We've got Ireland. We don't have the Bills, so your wish was granted.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I feel like it's going well, even though we don't know anything.
No news is good news.
No news is good news. I mean, if they had been included in that, we'd know a game, but I wouldn't like it. I said yesterday that's the thing I'm rooting most against is them getting one of those games. So I'm relieved that that isn't happening.
And that's why again?
The travel. I just don't think it's advantageous to having your best season. I don't know that it's been studied scientifically, but it stands to reason that flying to England to play football and then flying back and playing a game 6 days later or 7 days later is harder than if you fly to Miami.
Well, they do give you the option of the bye week.
That's right.
And how much farther is it than LA? We had this conversation yesterday, but there's no way to find out the distances between the places. So there's, unfortunately, we're left to guess.
It's about the same flight, isn't it? Probably five.
I would think.
Is it about 5 hours?
LA's five and a half.
I'm messed up by going to, like, my first time going to Europe was direct from Toronto to Barcelona, and that was 9 hours.
Nine?
Mm. Yeah. And I don't feel like Barcelona, like Spain is that much farther from England, but I guess probably about 4 hours. As it turns out.
It might be two. Maybe it's not four, but maybe it's two. But you get that bye week. And you also, if you play in England, say, you also don't have to play your opponent in their stadium. Like, this would not have been a home game for the Bills.
Right.
The Bills have not had an international home game since they went to Toronto every year. It's always, am I right about this? Like, Jacksonville, or maybe I'm not. Was Jacksonville maybe it was, actually. Maybe one of the London games against Jacksonville were home games. Anyway, if this year they would have been a road team, Pittsburgh or Cleveland or the Jets were the possibilities. I guess the Dolphins too. But whoever they would have played of those teams, that would have counted as a road game. So you're not going to those cities.
Yeah,
that's something.
I think it even messes with the bye. The last time the Bills did it, they didn't choose to do that. I think McDermott wanted to have the bye later in the season. That was relatively early, right? Week five, I feel like that was. Maybe.
They played the Giants on Sunday night here the next week.
Right. So
great game.
I feel like if you choose to have the bye there, your bye is spent recovering from having been to England, which is not exactly the same as just having a week off in the middle of the season given a normal travel schedule. I don't know. I don't need to make a mountain out of it. It's, you know, it's very likely, I want to say today, that the Bills will play one of these games next year because it's been a few years now since they've done it. So their name will probably come up.
You got to think Saudi Arabia will be one of the
eventually, next year. Yeah. There was a guest on. I did not catch his name.
John McIntyre.
With Chris and Steve on One Bills Live on my way in, talking about, you know, the schedule stuff in Europe and a European division and a Super Bowl elsewhere. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't know, Australia maybe. You know, I was like, what are we doing? Anyway, I like that they're not playing internationally. And I saw a few different places today, the travel schedules, miles flown, and the Bills are traveling the second least of any team in the league.
Yes.
Air miles. I think I like that too.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be worried about going to England, I'm gonna feel good about only leaving the time zone one time. I think they go to Houston, right? And that's it.
That is it.
Outside of the Eastern time zone.
What is their best road game? Sal asked me on his show today if I have a...
Wait, you were on Sal's show today?
I was.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was recorded, by the way, because it was right smack during ADP chasing, so we had to do it earlier.
Oh, I see.
So nobody wonders.
All right. Because you're such a schedule freak, he wanted to have you on.
Yeah, we are.
Reciprocity. I got
schedule
you.
Schedule geeks.
Good, yeah.
He asked me if I had a dark horse Bills night game, and I said Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think Atlanta's good.
Atlanta, like Thursday night.
Thursday or Monday.
that feels
never
like...
Never Sunday.
Let's get Atlanta on, and the Bills, and big market, and okay, yeah. Like, that sort of adds up to me. I wouldn't be surprised to see that be a sneaky night game. Because, like, the prime Bills opponents that they're hosting aren't all going to be night games. You know, like, you just can't look at the schedule and go, great team, great team, great team, great team. Okay, those are the night games. That's very unlikely that it will work that way. I guess it could, but I would be very surprised. So if you want to get to five night games, then you got to look around for, like, a, you know, an oddball. And Atlanta, I think, fits.
Atlanta's okay. You want five? You think five?
Sure. That's,
is that the limit?
I feel like
the Bills had seven.
Right. Once they get added in, I think, right? The year where they went to Miami in the season finale.
Yes.
I think they ended up with seven.
At the time, that had never happened before.
Right.
That's another weird one. Like, if you go back 10 years, when I was in my Al Michaels is never walking through that door phase,
yeah,
they had set a record seven night games 2 years ago. That's 2 years ago. Best road game, maybe Falcons. Carolina's not that. Pittsburgh, Cleveland are okay. I would hope for the fans, those are road trips.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are day games that you can go to, because that'd be really fun.
Drivable, 3 hours, yeah, right.
Yep. Division games, and then what's left? Houston. That's it. AFC East, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, Carolina, Houston. That's the road schedule.
Right.
And Houston, last year, this was me on the Diggs thing again. I'm back at, maybe this is a bigger deal to me, Diggs, than to anybody else. But I like the idea of a Bills-Patriots game with Diggs on the field for New England on a Monday night. Even week one, if we knew he was going to be ready for that game. That adds to it for me, like, meaningfully.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I felt the same way with the Texans, and the NFL put it at 1 o'clock. As it happens, it was the only game in a stretch of five Bills games that was not at night. So you can only put so many on at night.
Right.
But if you want five, it's two or three, I think it would be, of the big four. There's a big four.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Two or three of those, one seemingly obligatory division game.
Sure.
Foxborough.
And then this Falcon game and your home.
And then maybe the Falcons.
Yep.
Who I think are kind of interesting, even though you hate them. You would never admit it.
Six is the maximum night games. Okay. I don't know why I had five. I feel like a few years ago maybe it was five. I had five in my head. Okay, so six is the... Then let's push it to six.
Six.
Let's find six. They are not going to find reasons not to put the Bills on in primetime. I would think they'll be eager. Everybody's going to want a taste of that. So ESPN will get a look at it. Of course, NBC and Sunday Night Football will get a look at it. This Peacock thing maybe will account for something. And then you've got the Thursday Prime series. So you know, if they there's four right there without even doing anything. if everybody takes a turn, and they'll probably be on Sunday night more than one time because they're the Bills with the defending MVP on their roster.
Why can't Josh Allen just do the Today Show?
I don't know. I'm so sick of this.
I am sick of it. After tomorrow night, I'm not going to care if he ever does the Today Show. It will mean nothing to me. I only care about it in the sense that it might be a clue.
Right.
On the schedule, once the schedule comes out, do it every day. I'll never see it or care about it at all.
He can make brownies with Hoda for all I care. I know she's not on that show.
She's not?
I don't think so.
She was.
She was? Oh, then maybe. I had that in my head. I don't know. Okay. Maybe she is still there. I don't know. I thought I picked someone from The View by mistake.
Hoda?
Yeah.
No, that's Today Show. Or I don't know anymore.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
As far as I know, Brian Gumbel is still hosting the Today Show, but I'm pretty sure that's stopped.
What aggravates me the most about the on-off again thing with this Allen Today Show appearance is it's for the person who hates this subject, it's just like, okay, guys, it's enough already with the Josh Allen is going to be on the Today Show thing. It's not our fault. They said he was going to be, and then they changed their minds. And then they said it was going to be again, and then they changed their minds again. So, anyway.
Is there a reason given?
I have no idea if there's been a reason given. But I did see enough detail from a few different Channel 2 employees that said like they were instructed to pull down any promotional social media for it because it's definitely off.
They have to do it? They just sort of do what they're told?
I suppose, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe it is schedule related. Maybe they don't want him on.
Maybe the Bills aren't going to play any games.
I don't know. But that was a thing, and now it's not. The reveal today was Green Bay hosting Philadelphia in Week 10. That's today's Good Morning America.
Was that what that was? I missed it. I just know I've just heard a lot of reference to like, thanks for all of the Eagles information.
Well, the one game I think that...
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got today that's new other than these international games, which we already kind of knew about. There's no surprises on that list. Every one of those games had been reported already.
Yeah.
So no real news there. But Week 10, Philadelphia at Green Bay, I think Monday night, is the one that's different from that we didn't have yesterday.
That was the Good Morning America reveal. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And does that mean that, like, so here, this is reveal time, and the game they give you is Packers-Eagles in Week 10, does that mean the league thinks the tush-push controversy is that big a deal? Like, is that why, as opposed to Week 1 or some doubleheader like in the past when they've promoted those instead, that they think the fact that the Packers tried to get the tush-push banned makes that like a big game now?
Well, I want to admire their hustle if that's any part of the reason, but I would myself didn't even think about it.
Why would you pick a game in Week 10?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Eagles did have three games announced already.
Because the Eagles are the champs?
It's already three.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Even Green Bay had one already. I think that's maybe sort of a narrative that we're just not going to be able to avoid hearing about.
The tush-push, yeah.
That the Packers, you know, this game is bigger because the Packers tried to get that banned, and I don't know. Like, I really don't care that much about that, but.
Yeah, I definitely don't care about it. The Bills were in that, too. I mean, McDermott, they didn't, you know, it wasn't their presentation, right? It wasn't their idea, but McDermott has talked about, you know, I think almost not correctly, because he keeps referencing injury. I guess it's more potential for injury because there hasn't been any injury really outside of the ordinary on the play. But McDermott's been pretty vocal about it too. So that's, they could have just as well announced Bills Eagles. if they were thinking about a tush push. Green Bay outranks McDermott and the Bills on that, though. But still.
Well, it was their proposal.
Right, that's what I mean.
All McDermott ever said was, you know, he referenced injuries and he kind of pulled back on that. But I don't know. I'm not so interested in those teams have a past. They played in the playoffs even last year.
Sure, they're both contending NFC teams. So
it's rather have week one than week 10.
I'd rather have like some dribs and drabs for the whole league rather than everything being the Eagles and the Bears or whatever. It just seems like there's a lot of repetitiveness in what is being revealed. And I don't know, maybe in the future the league should consider letting each team, you know, pick a day before, you know, like Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and have your own thing. I mean, it doesn't have to be on Good Morning America, but like, you know, let your fans know, here, hey, look, here's one game. Just here, have this. Rather than just revealing random games throughout the league calendar, and in this case, having too many of them, for my taste, involve one or two teams.
Philadelphia has four. I mean, a couple teams have two, but like even the Broncos, but Philadelphia has four. I don't know. Are they so interesting themselves, the Eagles? Like, I think, dare I say it, I mean, I think the Chiefs are sexier than the Eagles. I mean, Philadelphia won, and it's a big market, but I don't think they're, like, that great of a draw. I think they're okay, but they're not Kansas City. They're not even maybe Buffalo or Baltimore. To me, they're fine. They're fine, but
they're the champs, and it's a huge market. That's it, I think. I agree. I don't think that the fact that they pummeled the Chiefs the way they did, to me, only lasts so long and gets you so far. So I don't think that's part of why I'm sort of bristling at four of these games that have been revealed already being their games. It's a bit much. Sure. I they're the champs. I don't feel like every year whoever won is a team we're just hearing about. You know, if you get 8 or 10 games revealed, four of them are one team. That doesn't feel like that's what usually happens here. So it just seems like an odd year for that.
I have a tough time as here we go again, just sitting here guessing and riffing on the schedule, saying that the league isn't just doing fine when it comes to how they disseminate information. Like, I have a tough time. I want it too. I want to spin a wheel and have a number come up and have that week's schedule pop up just for, like, to go to sleep. Spin a wheel, 7. Great, here's week 7. You know, selfishly, I'd like something like that, but I have a tough time saying that the league isn't doing right by how they do it. I mean, it's just another masterstroke where they make – it didn't always work like this just in terms of revealing the schedule. I don't even remember how they did it when I was a kid. It was just like in the paper the next day or something like that.
I feel like the first time I usually saw the schedule when I was from age like 20 to 30 was on a Budweiser sign in a bar. Like, I swear to God, at least that's when I would look at it. You know, like, really look at it. I'm sure I saw it in the paper, like you said, or a screen on TV, but I didn't have it memorized. I didn't have it saved on a computer because I didn't have one. I didn't know it. And your favorite bar would have the sign from a beer company, and it would have the schedule there. And then you'd sit there with your friends and try to pick out, I got 12-4. That's my memory of the NFL schedule is beer signs in bars.
New York AFC.
Right. Yeah, and the guy like the running back, like the guy that is holding the ball and has a running back looking helmet would be wearing a non-running back number like 53 or something. It'd be like, because they have no rights at all
to make sure no one confuses him for a real person.
Right. You know, you can't have the likeness of Thurman Thomas on the sign. They're not an official sponsor, but fine, you can put that up there. So no logos, none of that, but just list of the games and fake football players with logoless helmets.
Well, it definitely wasn't any sort of a event.
No,
or
that's right.
TV show or anything like that, like it is now. So, yeah, it'd be cool to know something. We don't know anything about the Bills' schedule. We thought we had Christmas, and then people said maybe not. The Allen stuff with NBC, you thought week one, maybe not. Maybe it's that Peacock game, maybe not. So here we are again, left to just sort of pontificate about it And I don't know, like maybe that's fine. Maybe that's good. The stadium piece also makes it interesting to sort of think about this year in that context, the last year of the stadium. That has a logo now. The Bills have a farewell
stadium
logo now.
I didn't have the sound on. I saw some of a piece that they put out with Thurman Thomas narrating, walking around the stadium, and there's highlights interspersed. Maybe that's where the logo. I didn't catch the logo in that piece, but they did. Yeah, they did release something today, which, you know, I would have been nice to have a game attached to it, but no luck.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we're here to field any fans' opinion about how they should end it. I think week one is kind of special, too, this year. Or not week one, but home game number one because of the stadium, like the last opener. But not everything is going to be exactly how the Bills want it or how we would want it sentimentally. And it's also, of course, a team where you'd think there would be playoff games. And home or away, it's not like it's a given, but probably you're not looking at whatever home finale on the regular seat you would hope. Regular season schedule is like it. But I still do like the symbolism of the last game. Maybe it ends up being that Week 17 Christmas special kind of game, too. I think that's fine. And I'd want that to be a team that, you know, that matters in their history. That would be any of the division opponents. I think the Bengals are good enough where it's like, that's a good game. The Ravens would be that too. It's not so much history as it is like importance.
Marquee, yeah. Right.
So I think any of that is fine, but I think maybe fans, now we have seats in the new place and the logo and everything, like more videos. It's starting to look like a real thing. And as we get the schedule out and closer to it, more thoughts will turn to, this is it. You know, this will be the last opening day tailgate. That's, I think, the best day of the year is the home opener out there at Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. And, you know, it's only across the street. It's not like.
Right. A lot of you will probably be parking in the same or very similar places when the new stadium opens, especially if you're on, you know, private lots and not the Bills lots, because a lot of that is still going to be available. I mean, certainly some of it got swallowed up by the construction of the stadium, but, you know, there's going to be enough. So it won't be that different. And, man, I saw a picture today. The stadium, you know, I don't get out there that often to really drive by and see it myself. It's been a few months now since I've even done that myself, and it looked really far along then. And I saw a photo today of a couple of people walking at the top of Chestnut Ridge Park. And, you know that if you've been to Chestnut Ridge, you know, you can stand there, you can see the city. And this, it was such a clear day. This picture was taken yesterday, I believe. You could even see Niagara Falls out in the distance. And the stadium, I mean, it looks like a stadium.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like a construction site anymore. It just, from, you know, again, from that far away, it looks like a stadium.
Yes. 803-0550. If you want to join us, give us a call. You can do that. We have that. Sal Capaccio coming up at 4. More on the schedule, but there's some good playoff stuff to talk about. NBA plus the Leafs don't play tonight. There's only the one Western Conference game tonight, but lots of cool stuff to talk about there. And the PGA is this week. We'll touch on that. I don't have any picks ready for you, but you don't really care about that, so not to worry. And, you know, we'll focus on the schedule, and maybe we'll even get, I'm not sure there's anything expected, but any sort of new information would be, you know, great as we wander the proverbial schedule desert here, just gasping for breath. Any drops of water, please. See what happens. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Again, the number 803-0550. This is WGR.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.